Dude, that was sick.
Like straight fire, dude. We flowed like nothing else.
Yeah. Nick, what'd you think?
Boys, that was the fire thing I've ever seen. No cap.
What'd you think, Chad?
It's whatever, dude.
So what'd you think, dude?
No. No, not it. No. So first off, you look great. You got nods on, you got the full kit. Just to point something out, it's daytime, okay? On top of that, if you're gonna wear an American flag on your f***ing helmet, it flies forward, not backwards. So you should probably take the one off the right. Another thing for you, see those little weights over there? You should probably use them. That way you don't fall over your fence that's on your back deck.
Well, that was him.
It doesn't matter. Dude, no. What is this? What is this supposed to be?
I mean, we were kind of thinking it was like a raid.
What? Oh. Okay.
Okay, I think we all think the raid was a good idea. But next time, we do it right, and then we come back and we go full regalian.
Yeah. Or we just do what you're probably most likely to encounter, because you're good Americans and you should probably know a few things about defending your home. How about that? And put it in perspective a little bit, and then you can build and learn from there. How's that sound?
Yeah, but we did look cool though, right?
Subjective. Keep going.
I mean, the drip.
No more of that. There's words we should never say. And if I hear you guys say Gucci, I'm leaving. Don't. I wouldn't.
Gucci.
Oh, thank God that part is over. We wanted to briefly show you guys kind of where we have been in the CQB side of the firearms industry. And yeah, it's really cool to put a bunch of gear on, but really understanding how do you address a building, and specifically for civilians, because where we come from is going to be vastly different than law enforcement or military. And so we wanted to bring in a professional, someone who has been there, done that. And that person is Drew Estel. Drew, we're honored to have you on our channel. Would you kind of introduce yourself and just tell everyone who you are and why you're here?
Yeah, man. So one, awesome to be on my channel and doing a video with you. So I'm Drew. I own Bear Solutions. I've been doing it for a few years. And before that, I was in the military. I was in the Army and I was in Special Forces. So I was pretty fortunate. I had a lot of different experiences in my job. And then I got out, and part of that was teaching others how to do what we learned and then some. So you kind of touched on it just a little bit, both of you guys, kind of putting it into perspective, right? So for me personally, I think there is absolutely a need for a gun owner, especially a responsible citizen, you know, who understands this, who wants to train and wants to protect their family and loved ones. There's some really good principles that everybody should know. You know what I mean? You don't have to be military or law enforcement to do that. So we're just going to go through some of that today. We're going to talk a little bit about hallways. We're going to talk a little bit about doorways, and then a little bit about stairs. And then we're going to talk about throughout that weighing that risk versus reward, right? Because in reality, you're probably going to be by yourself. You know what I mean? It's just going to be you, and you're going to be responsible for the protection of your home, your family, your loved ones, and your, you know, immediate property in your homestead. So.
Yep. Cool. Well, you ready to school us?
Oh yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Right on.
So we just talked outside. We kind of talked about what we're going to cover today, right? So a couple things we need to understand before we actually get into all this. So we're looking at this from a home defense perspective, right? Or I think the two main scenarios that a lot of people are going to see is that bump in the night, right? Which is a potential home invasion or a break-in, and you're home for that. And usually stuff, well, not always, you know, there's plenty of studies where it's not like this, but more than likely, that's probably when you're sleeping. You know what I mean? And that's where we see a lot of those crimes happen. Again, not every time. There's plenty of Ring doorbell cameras, right, where people are home and it's dinner time and people are breaking into people's homes. That's why, you know, people are leaving California, right? So with all that said, there's some good people in California. They just, most of them moved to Tennessee. So with all that said, the other thing we got to think about too is you show up at your house and something's not right. You know what I mean? And you've got to come in. You're like, whoa, I don't feel like something's right. Or maybe you already got in and then you noticed something. Now, maybe potentially you want to investigate this, right? Or, you know, look around and clear to some point. And there's always that argument that says, you know, back up, call the cops, right? That's one of the first things we're going to hear. If you feel something's wrong, don't do anything, get out of there, call the cops. Not everybody lives in the middle of the city. It's just not the way, it's just not like that for everybody. So that response time might be 15 minutes at best. That response time might be 3 hours, okay? Like some parts of Kentucky and talking to the cops up there, that's their response time. Because there's two of them for 600-700 square miles, right? So for some reason, you're going to go check this out. So understanding that, we got to look at deliberate versus a driving force. And everything we're going to talk about is stuff that you guys can look up online. It's out there. It's public knowledge, some way, shape, or form. We're just going to kind of combine this and put it into one video for the viewers, right? Well, for you guys. Deliberate. What does that mean? I'm taking my time, right? That means I'm going to take my time. I'm going to check every little thing that's going on. I'm not going to expose myself too much. I'm not going to put myself or anybody around me at too much risk. I want to take it nice and easy, let the situation develop a little bit, okay? Driving force means, no, we are going. I have to stop, in law enforcement terms, they say stop the killing, right? It really comes from active shooter situations. So we got to stop whatever's happening, okay? So if that's a break-in, for me, if someone breaks into my house in the middle of the night and my kid's room, that's where it happens at, I'm not slowly clearing my house. I'm taking off. I'm probably naked, by the way. And I'm taking off to that front door, right? And I'm going to take off to the front door and I'm going to get towards my kid's room as fast as I can. And I'm going to stop whatever potential bad things are happening up there. So that's how you can kind of look at, say, a deliberate versus a driving force. So understanding that in context, understand that this is kind of what we're putting these skills into in this video. And this is what it's for. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. Fair enough. So let's talk about hallways a little bit, right? If we look at this, we're going to look at hallways, then we're going to look at actual the door, right, and how we pile that off. Then we're going to talk about stairs, and then throughout that, again, we're going to weigh some risks. So if you're clearing this by yourself, because that's probably most likely what's going to happen in your home, it's a gamble. It really is. Like, you don't have a team. You don't have a second guy. You don't got four dudes to, like, protect you in angles and distance and all this stuff, right? It's like, yeah, man, like, this is a better option than that. 60-40, I got to go with 60. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how this works out. So let's look at this hallway for a second. So we got our hallway, right? And it's kind of a short hallway, and it's what we got in the home. And it's just easy to understand and look at. So we got this. We have a door, open door on the left. We have an open door on our right. And we have a closed door front, okay? So look at all this, potential threats. Which one seems like the most, if our approach, if we're coming this way down this hall, which, you know, thing sticks out to us the most and says, I should probably check that out first?
This one.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, if I have an understanding of the house,
okay,
then I know that this is a front door. If I don't have an understanding of a house, you may need to lean into where is light coming from, or I don't know. What, maybe if there's an angle where you have more information that you can get, why did you say that way?
Well, if I'm coming from this direction, I already know that this is kind of a smaller room. So the bigger room just kind of draws my attention a bit more.
There you go, right? So if we looked at this from the textbook answer, this door is first on approach, but this is also your home, right? And you probably know, have some information. If I hear the glass break, you know, I hear someone messing with the door, I'm probably going to skip the little bathroom and orient myself here, right? I might put, you know, check that out real quick, but I'm going to worry about this, right? So that's a good answer. So that brings back to, it's your home, man. It's the advantage, right? You know your home better than anybody else. So that plays into it quite a bit, right? So the big thing we're moving down a hallway is that whatever side of the hallway you're on moving, I'm going to cover on the opposite side. And when you're by yourself, I might have to switch back and forth to see as much as I can see. So if I was coming down here and we got these handy dandy orange guns right here so we can use, and if I come up here, I'm on this side, I'm going to check across onto this door, right? I'm going to move through, pine that off, doing what I can do. Great. And then if I need to, I'm going to step back over here and then check this side out. So anytime you get doors that are across from each other, that's a bad situation. The difference is it's your house. So if you can say with confidence, like, bro, I'm pretty sure nobody's in there, it's over here, then we can go ahead and kind of let that go, right? And orient ourselves here. Just remember in a hallway that whatever side I want to look at, I'm on the opposite side. So whatever side I'm on, I'm checking the opposite side. If I need to see the other way, I'm going to step back across that hallway and collapse down. And that's pretty much it, right? And we're going to move down the hallway like that. So simple thing for this. Let me go back a little bit. If you got these two doors like this, these are almost directly across from each other, right? If you have no idea where anybody is, and this is that deliberate, I'm coming home, you know, and something's not right, which way would you start to go first? Would that change your answer?
I don't know.
Probably, right? Because we don't have any information. We don't have some driving force, right? So for this, now we're gambling, okay? Technically, this door's in front. So as I come up, I'm going to check that as best I can, right? See as far down in there as I can. I'm going to come back over here. We're kind of keeping an eye on that. Then once I feel like this doesn't feel right, I need to get back to the other side and check as much of this as I can. And then at that point, just pick one and go. Cool? Fair enough?
Yeah.
So do me a favor. Drew and Josh, why don't you guys just show them real quick in the best way you can and set the perfect example so everybody at home can see you move down this hallway a little bit and pie that off. And that's it. Okay.
All right.
So as you do, you got this right one in front. So just see as much of that as you can, right? And then go back on the other side and see as much of the other one as you can. And that'll be it. There you go. Simple enough, right? So I want to bring up a point before you go, Josh, is that a lot of people, they don't think about the gun and what they're holding, right? So what's the worst thing you can imagine would happen if this is a real situation, right? And if this really happens, what's probably the worst outcome you can imagine?
Dying.
Well, yeah, there you go. Worse than that is maybe a loved one dying, right?
Yep.
Or maybe you shooting a loved one. Because you didn't recognize things, right? And maybe you didn't realize when you heard that, you hopped out of bed, it's just your wife, you know what I mean, getting something. Or like your wife broke something in the kitchen because she couldn't sleep, you know, or something like that. Or your teenage kid came, snuck out, came home late, and was getting something out of the fridge. That's a bad day, man. So here's what I'll tell you. Anytime we have these weapons, right, these guns and, you know, protection, if I'm up like this in my sights, you're more likely to make a bad decision. We will teach people to get that gun down, all the way down here. Enough so that I can clearly see over it, okay?
Gotcha.
Because every time we go to the flat range, we put our sights on target. When you put your sights on target at a flat range, what do?
Pull the trigger.
There you go. So what do you think you're going to do if you can see those sights and you're pining around your house and the first time you see a silhouette, what are you going to do?
See your point.
You're going to pull that trigger, right? So we don't want to set ourselves up and make bad decisions. So simple thing, if I'm here with a pistol, I'm going to bring that down so it's around my lower chest. Right here. And another reason is if I turn into a room or I'm looking at something or say I'm coming around here by the table and my gun is covering up, say something farther away, like the couch or the bottom of the table, and I don't see someone kneeling back there. Well, now we just miss something also. So vision's really important, right? This is what we say. Gun down. When you see something, stop. Bring it up. You can engage and then bring it back down to move. Gas, brakes. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Josh, just give it a shot. Good. All right. So that's our hallway, right? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, as much as we need to know for the most part on this. What do you say we go look at some doorways and we talk about actually pawning it off?
Sounds good.
All right, cool. So then we look at that progression, right? We just covered our hallways. We did this. Now we need to talk about the door and the threshold. There's a lot of different opinions on this, right? There's lots of different opinions on how to do it. There's different techniques. It's all fine, right? But we're trying to accomplish the same thing. And this is something we teach in all of our pistol and rifle courses at level 2. We think it's really important that somebody knows this. You don't have to be military and SWAT or, you know, it doesn't matter. You're a homeowner. You should know how to pie off your doorways to protect your house. So I'm going to take you through my concept of it, right? Which is pretty similar to most people. So let's look at our goals. When we actually pie off a door or evaluating the threshold is kind of somewhat the bigger words that people use is that I want to have a gradual field of view that appears to me as I start to move around. I also want to move at a speed that I can think and feel my way through it or process information or whatever or identify a target or read the situation and understand what's going on inside this room so that I can make a good decision. So as we do that, right, here's what we see a lot. We see this real like choppy motion, right? People get up here and they're like, right? Just like you did in the intro, yeah. Right? When you do it, you guys saw it.
It's the Rainbow Six.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, right? I was giggling on the thing.
It was intentional.
I know. Was it? No, I'm kidding. It was totally intentional. So we see a lot of this like weird like movement and all this and like leaning over and like doing all this stuff. it's not necessary, right? We don't need to do that. But what we do need to do is just to make sure that as I move, I don't want big jumps in my field of view, and then I don't want to lose any ground. So, matter of fact, I'm just going to go inside and show you guys that, right? So, this is what we see a lot of times is like the big jumps and the choppy movement. I want you to look at that first, then I'm just going to do it a little bit smoother, okay? So as it come up, people approach, and they get here, and they go. You see what I'm talking about? You see that like shift forward, and then you lose a little ground as you straighten up. Then you shift forward, and you lose a little ground as you straighten up, right? Well, we don't want that, because then you might be biting off a little bit more than you can chew, okay? And then it's too much to process sometimes. You're like, oh, you know, you don't know, and then bad decisions happen, or we just miss things. So instead, we just want it to be nice and smooth, gradual field of view that opens up to us. So as we're here, right, come in. And that's all we really need, right? So what do you see as it comes around the corner? Pretty much muzzle sight's eyes, right? Like we just see somebody, it's the left, my left, your right as you're looking at it, edge of me kind of coming around. But it's at a nice even speed where if I see something, what do? I stop. I can take care of it or solve that problem or give commands or figure out what it is or lots of things. It's not always about shooting. And then I can keep moving if I need to, right? So that's what we want. So we look at that, and the last thing we'll see a lot of times is guys just moving, they call it dynamic, right? They just go all the way around. You guys seen this? Yeah, they start here, and they do one of these. All the way around the door, and they look great, right? They say, well, that's because, you know, the Delta, DevGru, CAG, Elite, Navy SEAL, Ranger, Green Beret, MARSOC operators do it. I'm like, yeah, because they train a lot. You know what I mean? Like, those guys just go to work every day and do that, okay? They're still doing a lot more than you think they are, but that speed is a little bit different. So my advice to people is, hey, man, don't worry about that. Can you actually do that, see what you need to see, identify what you need to see, and not make a bad decision? If you notice, the common theme here is, do not make a bad decision, okay? So here's the thing. Be deliberate about what you're doing, okay? It's going to make it a lot easier. So I kind of try to get people to avoid that. And what we'll do is we'll put weird targets in there and be like, did you see this? Did you see that? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, well, you probably shouldn't do it, bro. So then we go back to the start. So what I'm going to have you guys do, if you're cool with it, I don't care which one. All I want you to do is remember when you get to one side, I'm going to see as far as I can. Granted, there's a wall right here, we know, in the room. But starting from that side, you can see as far as you can. And then just work smoothly around, right? And then just see that gradual field of view open up. And because you're on that side, well, guess what? You're going to see off the near edge, and you're going to stay off that near edge until you get all the way around, okay? So for this, let's just get good practice. Pretend this is a center fed, goes all the way down. But if we see a corner fed like this and we see a wall, well, I don't need to keep going and keep staring at a wall. You know what I mean? But with that said, we'll just kind of get the practice in and moving all the way around. Cool? All right, guys. Yeah, pretty much, right? And if this was a center fed, we just go all the way down the wall. Okay? Same thing. No big deal. Cool. I'm going to bring up one last thing before we move on, and that's something that you did, Josh, was cross your feet. Is it okay to cross your feet when you're doing stuff like this?
If you're coordinated.
There we go, right? You'll get some people that are really like, never, you never, puppies will die if you cross your feet. You know what I mean? Like weird stuff. It's like, okay, well, how about you just don't fall? You know what I mean? Like, we never say never, we never say always, right? Unless we're saying it in that statement or that sentence. But it's okay if you cross your feet a little bit, right? It's going to happen some, but, you know, that's arguable. So when I hear people say that, don't get too wrapped up in that. If, you know, you're off balance and you feel like you're going to trip, well, then maybe don't do that, okay? But other than that, that's pretty much it. So doorways, pretty simple stuff. I'm sorry, actually the last thing I'm going to cover in doorway is you can do a full pie all the way around. You can go halfway or you can not do it at all. And that's going to depend on what's around, right? So if we looked at that hallway back here, it's like, I don't know. I got two doors that are crossing. Maybe I don't want to pie that door off completely. Maybe I just do it halfway because I don't like putting my back to something. And then I'll just kind of go in that room and check it out. You know what I mean? Or there might be a situation where you say, I'm not pieing off anything. I just got to get in there. You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of weigh that. There's options within it. Cool?
Makes sense.
All right. Let's hit up some stairs.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's knock it out. So now we're looking at our stairs. So with multiple people, this is difficult. With just one person, it gets awkward, right? And it's, you know, some people find it hard to walk upstairs already to an airplane that's painted blue and white with cameras watching them. Air Force One. But with all that said, you know, now you're like contorting your body and you're doing all this stuff. Now it gets even more difficult, right? Because you've got so much to check out. Then you're walking sideways up the stairs and you're trying to point back here to cover all this stuff. It's difficult, okay? It's difficult with a lot of people or multiple people. It's more difficult with just one. So as we do this, right, as we go up, what do you think is one of the things that you're trying to think about, right? Or trying to see or trying to account for?
Whoever is looking down on me.
Yeah, right.
Someone up there, yeah.
Yeah, the high ground, right? Like, yeah, someone's looking down on that and you're kind of at a disadvantage because if they're sitting there just like, you know, staring down at you, they're going to see you probably before you see them. So the best thing to do is to narrow that gap, that time versus, you know, I see them and the reaction and everything else as much as you can, okay? So as we do that, here's what we're usually looking for. As we step onto the stairs and I look up, I know that I can see that this first landing right here fairly well. Everything's good. But then what I've got to do is I'm going to start orienting up this way, up this way, up this way, up this way, and then see to here. And there's a big difference between the step down here and then the next one where I can see right on top of this part of the landing with the little, what's the thing called? The railing, right? I'm going to call it a fence, the rail. Okay. So the other aspect is we know that there's a door over on this side, and this is all open up here. Okay, well, as I keep going up, right, I keep going up and I'm doing all this, you got to think too that this dead space is going to appear to me. So part of that is I see where the ceiling meets the wall. But as I step up to the next one, then I see closer to where the wall meets the floor. So because of how big this is, I can't just look over here and just stare this way the whole time because technically this is all appearing to me also over here. So you gotta have your head on a swivel, man. And some people will say speed, you know, versus security, you know, or speed is security at this point. It's just a tough spot, dude. So the best thing I can tell people is when in your house, you should know every inch of your home. And you should probably, next time you go up your stairs, just think about that stuff. Just kind of turn around and kind of see farther up the stairs sooner. So what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to see things sooner, if that makes sense. We want to read a situation, we want to react, and we want to see things before they happen. So if I can do that, that's going to set me up for success. So from here, right, I'm going to be looking up that little bit with my eyes on my sights. I'm going to bring it down just that little. As I do that, I'm going to move up. You guys notice I'm crossing my feet, right? Remember puppies? They're all dying pretty much. So people that argue, you never cross your feet, it's like, go up these steps and tell me if you don't. You know what I mean? So there's another aspect too. So come up. I'm going to see as much as I can see. Come into here. If I need to, I can cross my steps. Clear it, do what I need. I'm not going to keep going up. I've got this point here. I feel good about it. Now I can move up and finish doing what I'm doing. Go as far as you need, right? Take it one step at a time. Be deliberate about what you're doing. For this point, there's really no need to go fast. Well, unless you have that driving force that we talked about. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you guys give it a shot?
I'll let you go first this time.
Thanks. Yeah.
Your house. All I mean, right. There's no reason why you shouldn't do this.
Who
perfect.
Says chivalry's dead?
Yes. Yeah.
Fair enough, right? Do you see when you're looking over here, you still keep an eye on this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, you notice how it's like you focus on the door, but yet there's all this other stuff here. And as you move up step by step, we see more and more and more. We realize, man, there could potentially be, you know, something I need to see.
Sure, yeah.
So.
All right. Don't fall up the stairs. Don't fall up the stairs.
I believe in you, Drew.
Thanks. Yeah, all right.
So the concept is pretty simple, right? But once you start doing stuff and you're like, oh man, that's weird walking backwards upstairs or crossing your feet and then twisting your body and doing everything like that. So keep that in mind. So everybody that does this at your home, I highly suggest, you know, because if you're gonna own a gun and have stickers that say, you know, I ain't gonna be no victim and all this other stuff that we see out there, you know what I'm talking about. All this other stuff we see, you should probably know how to do this. If you come home and there's something not right, or you feel like your family's lives are in danger while you're there, you should probably know how to do these little things. Are you going to do them? Hopefully not. But if you need to, you're going to wish you maybe had practiced walking up those stairs a few times, you know, or every couple weeks, you know, and next time you go upstairs, just, you know, my wife teases me. She'll be seeing me. I'll be like, go around my house. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing, you know, like she's like, you goober.
You're getting reps.
I know. I'm like, I'm getting reps, babe. I'm gonna protect the family. She's like, yeah, okay. You know, and she like laughs and moves on. But you know what? Who cares? Like, do it. It's your home. You're here all the time. You might as well get some good dry fire practice in, right? Yeah. So just going to make you better. But the other part of it is you should probably know each one of those steps. Okay. Just like when you're in high school, right? If you were like me or, you know, whenever, you knew which stairs squeaked. So when you were sneaking out and sneaking back in, you didn't wake your parents up, you know? Right. Like, no, I mean, that was like a friend. It wasn't me, but that was me. So you probably know the same thing about your house now.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's very awkward biting off vertically compared to biting off horizontally.
It is.
Significantly, yeah. It just feels more vulnerable.
It does. And when you're doing here, it's kind of two things at the same time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, so, and then with each step, there's a potential, like, it's like a big jump, you know? So, yeah. Any questions on that?
Just need practice.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Me too.
I'm glad I don't have stairs in my home.
I don't either. I got basement stairs. Yeah. That's it. So, yeah, guys. So kind of wrap all that up. I mean, you've got hallways, you got doors, and you got stairs. You know what I mean? So if we can go through those three things, you're at your home and you can practice all of that, then you'll be fine. Practice it. Understand your home, what it looks like. And then also you need to understand there might be a little risk versus reward, but what is your best option in that moment? Maybe your best option is to take a step back, you know, be like, hey, that's a lot going on in there. I don't know. Let me just, you know, get back here. We're going to call law enforcement, whatever. But maybe there is a time where you do need to respond immediately because it can't wait. Yeah. So, and that just depends on the laws in your state and then what you feel is right. So.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Sweet. Thank you for showing us this stuff, man.
You got it, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also probably good to note that, you know, I know CQB kind of gets, it's not the coolest thing in the world because like recce is all the thing now, oh, right?
Absolutely.
But the average person is indoors or in some close quarters environment the vast majority of our days. Like I'm either at home or I'm at an office or I am at a store.
Yeah.
And it's very seldom that I'm actually outside in the vast like openness of everything. So
yeah.
CQB is kind of everywhere.
Yeah. Or think of it like this too. Some people shy away from the term CQB. Think of it like this. When you shoot and train on the range, do you ever, the common thread is get behind cover and return fire, right? That's taught in every CCW course or whatever across the country. So what are you doing here? You're getting behind cover and you're doing what you need to do. And from a way that's kind of the stairs, it's definitely the doorway, right? And then you're utilizing everything to your advantage in the hallways. It's the same thing. You're just doing that in your home. Right. So for some people that may hear like CQB, close quarters battle, you know, and all this stuff and like Call of Duty, you know, like, which is awesome, by the way. I think it's fun. Think of it like that instead, because that's pretty much what you're doing. You're using your cover to advantage to protect yourself and your loved ones. We're just going to be moving around doing it. And that's it.
Gotcha.
So what would you say for people who've seen this, who watch a bunch of CQB videos online, stuff like that? What are some action items they should take? I know you mentioned just simple reps on movement through your house. Is there anything else that you'd add?
I would not worry about the gear, like whatever, you know, weapon you have for home defense, which is a pistol, you know, or whatever, rifle, doesn't matter, like, you know, America, so get you a rifle. But definitely have a light, whether it's handheld or weapons mounted. And then practice. Like I think people get wrapped up and it's got to be just like this. It's got to be packaged in a certain way. And I got to go to this course or this thing, or I got to find a facility that does this. Where better to practice, you know, than on the track you're going to be racing on? You know what I mean? So like, I like F1. So like those guys can practice better, but wouldn't you rather go to Monaco and drive the streets over and over to get really good at that race? So kind of the same thing. I would just practice dry reps, allow yourself to make mistakes. You know, ask somebody if it feels right, you know, talk to people, and that's about it. But have a plan. So that's I think really just comes down to that. We get it wrapped up a lot in gear, get it wrapped up a lot in all these things. You got a light, you got what you have, and you have a plan, and you know where everything is and how many steps it takes you to get from your bedroom door to this door, from that door to the stairs. How many steps is it up the stairs? How far away is my kid's room? How long is it going to take me to get from my bedroom to the front door to protect my child? You know, things like that. So, yeah, I'd just say practice, 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 practice.
Both during the day and at night.
Yes, there you go. There, absolutely. Appreciate it, bud.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely, Josh. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us use your home.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you guys for watching. As always, thank you to our Patreon subscribers for making this kind of stuff possible. We really wanted to get back to the basics here. We know how fun it is to make super flashy videos. I mean, you kind of saw us making fun of ourselves at the beginning of this video. But we wanted to whittle this back down to what is most important. There's a lot of CQB content out there, and it's very attractive. But what is actually reasonable? What is realistic? And that's really where Drew came in. And don't let his humble demeanor fool you. He is a spring of knowledge and experience, and he completely downplays that. He's also a great-looking guy and has a wonderful name. So, Drew, thanks again for being here, man.
At least something you said was true, right? The whole good-looking part. So, yeah. No, I appreciate it, man. It was a great time. Yeah, I had an awesome time with you guys.
Well, and it's also worth pointing out that you are going to be releasing a video, and by the time that this video comes out, you may have already released it, on three ways to secure your home. So if you guys are looking for more information like this, tidbits of information that can compound and take you further in life in general as far as securing and being safer in your own home where you spend a ton of time. Any sneak peeks on what people will see if they go click on that link and see what they're going to be looking at?
Yeah, so I wanted a video to kind of go along with this one, put it out the same time as yours, and basically three different ways to secure your home, and some are going to be things that you don't really think about. There's what you do with your lights, what do you do with your blinds, and then a couple other things also.
Fantastic. So,
cool, yeah. Man.
Well, Drew, thank you very much.
Appreciate
to have you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. Bear Solutions, B-A-E-R is the name of the company, LLC.com. And then check out the YouTube, and then our other company is called Agonic, and I noticed that Drew and I were wearing some pretty sweet pants today. You guys might have seen them. And the belts. Yeah, so that's our Agonic brand. And check us out, liveagonic.com and then Bear Solutions.
Nice.
So.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.